you know, interestingly enough, France, President Macron just actually recently issued an apology for not being able to stop the genocide that was happening. I was very young when it was going on, but we were all aware of it. If people were talking about it, and then a subsequent movie was made about it, and I really think that it was one of the first times, you know, Americans actually heard this word genocide. We heard of African children needing help. There were tons of commercials about, you know, feeding African children, but the idea of a genocide and the fact that it was state sanctioned and it was Hutu against Tutsi, all of those words were new to Americans. And during that time, we just did not have a strategic interest in Rwanda. I'll just be blunt about it. The U.S. has to have a strategic interest in any sort of state to intervene.
It was pointed out to me that also there were other things going on at that time, you know, in the 90s, when it was not that long after Somalia and Black Hawk down. And it was also, you know, when Yugoslavia was being torn apart. Did that weigh into the Clinton administration's calculus of not getting involved?
I think so. We have to really address the ugly past of the way in which Americans typically thought of the continent, especially 30 years ago, to your point about Somalia. But the narrative that was being told in the United States was about this evil place where America, you know, where the Black Hawk was under attack, and the harrowing situation with American soldiers. So the narrative with the continent was not a positive one. And then I cannot stress enough, you know, the idea of having to feed African children. I distinctly remember commercial after commercial painting a picture of the continent that it was constantly in, you know, it was destitute, and we had to constantly send money to help the continent out because it couldn't help itself. And that was the narrative that was being painted of the continent, and definitely what happened in Somalia did not help. At that time, you know, if you were talking about Somalia, you were talking about, you know, pirates and all the evil doings that were going on then. And unfortunately, a lot of those stereotypes, we're still dealing with it today. While our partnerships are a lot stronger with African states today, we are still dealing with stereotypes about the African continent.
Nola, have we learned any lessons since 30 years ago, since this happened, about the danger of genocides? I mean, when you look around today, what's happening in the world?
Right. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're talking about Israel and Gaza here, which is definitely a situation where Gazans are just being wiped out. We don't know the exact number, but there are some numbers that are actually reaching over 100,000. And the images that we're seeing of children being affected by, you know, the constant bombardments. And unfortunately, Hamas definitely bears a lot of the weight here in terms of putting their own people at risk. But I will say that does not give Israel the right to kill civilians. You know, with the latest national security memo that outlined what the U.S. designates as human rights violations. We are waiting for, you know, the report there. I would say we are in a moment of pivot. I mean, you've heard from the vice president very clearly, you know, if things don't change, then we have to change our posture towards Israel after 70 years. And that is not a small thing.